This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
This is Monster, my podcast.
And this is The Toxic Earth Spirit.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Garbage monster.
Toxic Avenger. I love that he has, he just like, it's like a little object find. It's like a hidden object game, like looking to see what's in there. He's got a little bottle sticking out of his chest. Mm-hmm. Like, so it's like a little penis, like a little bottle, a bottle
he
cock.
He does have a weird little like bottle cock. Yeah. And see the beret that looks like a bong to me.
Mm, yeah.
Like that you put your mouth around the bottom part and then you light up the top part maybe.
Yeah. Below that, the balls of the bottle cock is appears to be a baby doll head.
Oh,
or a mannequin. Yeah.
Yeah, good find.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little tiny face. Yeah. He's pretty repulsive.
Yes.
This has awesome flavor. These have been alluded to back when we did the salamander. And they talked about those being wild fire spirits.
Yes.
They're like, why are there no wild earth or water spirits? Like, mm-hmm. if we ever find them, we have names for them. And it was like gnome and something like that. And then someone said, yeah, take a look at the toxic earth spirit. That's maybe why we don't.
Yes.
So these things would have been this beautiful little rock creature,
mm-hmm.
but instead have become this garbage monster because of pollution. Because there's a weird eco angle to Shadowrun.
Yes.
And there always has been because of the 90s. That mm-hmm. was a huge thing. So.
Yeah. So what this is, it's like a bubbling puddle of sludge that mm-hmm. pops up in heavily polluted areas.
Yes.
And this has one of my favorite powers. It's not really alluded to in the text, but it is listed here specifically. Alienation.
Yeah. Yeah.
For people who don't remember, didn't hear an episode where we talked about it. Alienation basically singles somebody out and makes them invisible and inaudible to anybody around them, except for the person. So scream all you want, wave your arms for help. People will not be able to see you. Like this thing has basically pulled you into like a little pocket dimension to eat you.
Yeah. Which is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
You know, like a good way to singling you out. Like if you're a straggler,
mm-hmm.
like that's what you want to do. And these things are malevolent as shit. Like they're evil monsters.
Yes.
You know, there's always, it's a little bit weird that these things ended up, there's a good Shadowrun magic source book called the Grimoire
mm-hmm.
That has magic creatures in it too. A couple of them, but it's always thought it was a little weird that these creatures ended up here. Same thing with the Man of Many Names
mm-hmm.
or Man of the Woods rather.
Yeah.
But it's still cool because these things are predators. Like they should be here because they're a danger to people explicitly.
Mm-hmm.
And the Shadow Talk is like pretty interesting too.
Yeah.
They talk about like, one, like they can actually leave, they have this home turf and they can leave it if they want revenge.
Right. So if you piss one off, don't think that you're fine just because you left the dump.
Yeah. Yeah. You go and take out the garbage and then your garbage just eats you, you know,
like you take out the garbage and the garbage takes you out.
Takes out you. Yeah. The pizza is going to go out for you. And then this whole thing, like there's this thing with the Man of Many Names, who is a American Indian character mm-hmm. in this, because that's a big part of Shadowrun as well. Right. Is talking about how, like, you know, we've perverted the land, et cetera. We're responsible for creating these, so we have to heal them.
Yeah.
And they're like, how do we do that? He says, like, so we leach away the poisons, like essentially stop pollution. And then there are like rites that they have to do.
Yeah.
And that's in... Like there was, I can't remember the name of it, but there was like a big event, like all of the different tribes got together and did a thing.
Yeah.
In Shadowrun, that's like part of Shadowrun history that had this huge like cataclysmic effect on the Earth. Like it is a real, you know, it's a big part of this.
Like were they trying to like fight club it, like break down civilization, or?
Yeah, I think it was as revenge.
Yeah.
For pollution, because like pollution is such a big deal in Shadowrun. Like any place where corporations run the world is just going to be a polluted nightmare, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then somebody does this in a very modern way, right? Like Man of Many Names may as well be, you know, a socialist or something like that on Twitter, because somebody's like, think of all these waste dumps. Hey, you have any idea what that would cost? You know, which is my least favorite thing in the world now.
Yeah.
And then it's just like, you know, if you've seen one, you wouldn't ask me about cost. Like these things are this repulsion against nature.
Yeah.
This is purely evil thing. And they remind me of Tar Man from Return of the Living Dead.
Oh yeah.
You know Tar Man?
I'm aware of Tar Man. I've never seen that movie, but yeah.
It's worth watching just on YouTube, like the clips with Tar Man. Like I find Tar Man to be a real triumph of practical effects.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's really scary. I think Tar Man is extremely scary.
Yeah.
And that's what these things look like. And I would do any amount of recycling and paying to get rid of Tar Man, I think.
I think so. You just motivate everybody, like a Tar Man in every backyard. Oh, yeah, then like all of a sudden, right?
Yeah, like you have your four bins. You have like compost, recycling, garbage, and then one where Tar Man lives. And they're all colored the same. And I go to your house every night and I shell game them. So like you have about roughly a 25% chance of opening up your garbage and having Tar Man leap out. And you should in time. You're okay.
Mm-hmm.
But you just have to know that until we take care of this, Tar Man's about.
Yep.
You know.
Oh man, that's policies. That's a policy proposal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sensible change, reasonable tomorrow. Tar Man.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.